A federal grand jury has indicted one woman and two men, including 35-year-old Aaron Elvinger of Eau Claire, with damaging government property and conspiring to do so. The property was a U.S. Forest Service research facility. About 500 trees used for research were damaged, and numerous Forest Service vehicles were defaced. The grand jury says the defendants were connected to the ELF, or Earth Liberation Front. Though some people today think the Forest Service was genetically modifying trees, Tom Schmidt of the Northern Research Station says that's not the case.
So it was just basic plant research of, you know, you take pollen from one tree and you put it on pollen from another tree and you see what the offspring looks like. Does, in fact, that tree grow faster or is it more healthier?
Schmidt says the research helps to provide more wood for energy uses. Schmidt says the damage in July of 2000 cost more than $500,000 and resulted in some lost trees and lost knowledge. But he says some of the void has been filled.
So we were able to continue on, and today we've got a really vibrant, alive program where not only are we continuing the research, but a lot of its results are being applied in conjunction with a number of wood-fired energy plants around the Lake States.
Two of the defendants made their initial appearance in federal court yesterday. A trial is set for December. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.